message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Today is our family intervention service, and we'll be looking at the topic, Pathway to Family Exploit. The pathway to family exploit. I want you to know that God wants you to do exploit. Every one of us seated here, we are representing one family or the other. We are from a home, we are from a family. And I want you to know that your family is designed for exploit. Your family is designed for exploit. Tell yourself, say, my family is designed for exploit. Why did I say so? Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18. The Bible says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given unto me, we have for signs and wonders in Israel. We have for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts which dwelleth in Mount Zion. God has said it. We have believed it. And we must express it. Say, I will express wonders. I will spread exploit in my family in the name of Jesus. You see, God want every family to enjoy his blessing. Every family. And when you enjoy the blessings of God, you enjoy exploit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another word for exploit is accomplishment or signs and wonders. God wants you to accomplish greatness. God wants you to accomplish great things in your family. Praise the Lord. And when we look at the families of our forefathers in faith, we will discover that they did exploit. When I say our forefathers, I'm not talking about our forefathers in the flesh. Many of them did not do any exploit. Some of them lived some kind life that is not right. But I want you to know that we belong to Christ. We are of the Abraham seed. So our forefathers in faith, they did exploit. And they were successful. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, even in the New Testament, Apostle Peter, and several others were successful family people. They were successful in their family life. And when you recount the life of Job, turn with me to Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Both himself and his family were mentioned for exploit. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared the Lord and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance also was in 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of horses, 500 she-asses, and a very what? Great household. His household was great. Praise the Lord. His household was not just ordinary. His household were doing exploits. God wants you to do exploit. As a family man, as a child in a family, God wants you to do exploit. Maybe you are saying, I don't have a family. I'm not married yet. Yes, but you belong to a family. You are a product of a particular family. And God wants you in that family to be for exploit. He says, you will be the head and not the tail. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. I said, that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. The family is a valuable project to God. And you know, there are different kind of raw materials for you to use before you can produce a product. Like I said earlier, each and every one of us were products of a family. We are products of a family. So there are, for you to produce anything, you must have materials that you will use to produce good products. So we are going to be looking at some of these materials. Number one, pathway to family exploit. Number one, pathway to family exploit is obey the word of God. Obeying the word of God. The book of the law or the word of God teaches us how to bring about success from our family. It is full of principles which, when processed and practiced, we are bound to deliver exploit in our families. If we follow the principles, if we follow the process, and we do them the way we should do them, I can assure you, you are bound to produce exploit. Praise the Lord. You see, by the grace of God, I've worked in several factories, several manufacturing company, especially in the pharmaceuticals. And I can tell you, to produce a particular drug, you need several ingredients that you will need to mix together. And when you mix these ingredients together, there are processes that they have to follow through. For example, if you want to do, let's say, tablet, any tablet of your choice, you can imagine anyone you want to imagine. If you want to produce the most common one, paracetamol. For every one of us, we call it paracetamol. But for those of us in the industry, we call it another name, acetaminophen. That's the name we call it. Now, you get it as a raw material, then you get some other raw material. One of it is cornstarch. And you mix them together in the right proportion, in the right quantity. Then you take it to what we call granulation. After granulating, you take it to a dryer. You can use tray dryer, FBD, whatever trade dryer you want to use. You dry it to a particular point. Then you take it for what we call compression. Compression is where you form it into tablets. Comes in that particular shape that you want it to come into. Now, after that, you will need to clean, make it shine before you start packing. Either you want to pack it in blister forms or you want to pack it in canting forms. Now, each and every one of these processes is very important. If you decide to jump one of the process and say, I'm tired of this, I want to jump to this, you will not get a good product at the end of the day. You will not get a what? A good product. So, each and every one of us, we are product of a family. And there are procedures and processes that we must follow in order for us to turn out to become a good product or to produce good products. Turn to your neighbor, say, I will be a good product of my family. What is in the word of God for us? Because we said number one is to obey the word of God. What is in the word of God? Number one, in the word of God for family exploit is examples. We have different examples. The Bible is full of examples of families that did exploits and families that failed. Successful families and families that were also not successful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible is the word of God. And the Bible is full of examples. And these examples will help us to position ourselves well for exploit. It's easier to accomplish success by following someone who has been successful. Yes or no? Just following an example. It's easier than you yourself saying, I want to be the one that will be the trailblazer. Yes, it's also good. But it will cost you more. To follow is cheaper than to be the one that is creating the blaze. So God has packaged the Bible, the word of God, with different examples of families that were successful. What did they do that made them successful? What were their habits? What were their practices that releases exploit into that family? If only you can follow the same, because the principle is the same. Seed time and harvest time will not cease as long as the head remain it. Live from here to Congo, Kinshasa is the same principle. An agama lizard in Nigeria cannot go to New York and become an alligator. It will still be an agama lizard because it's the same principle. Praise the Lord, universally. So when you practice these principles that these people have practiced, you will see yourself commanding exploit in the name of Jesus. Abraham did exploit. It's an example. The testimony of Abraham was sure. God asked him to leave his father's house, and he did. And afterwards, the Bible recorded it that he was a man of great exploit. In the book of Genesis chapter 18, Genesis 18:19. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him that they should keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. The condition for that which God has spoken concerning Abraham is there. Praise the Lord. See, God said, can we bring that scripture back, please? Can we bring it back? He said, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. If you remove the first part and take the second part and you look at the middle, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, that is the condition. But how will they keep the way of the Lord? Because he will command them, he will teach them, he will tell them what to do. Without these two conditions, without these two processes being accomplished, that which God has promised or spoken about Abraham cannot come upon him. Praise the Lord. So in other words, until we begin to follow examples and to do the will of God, we may not be able to assess exploit in our family. This is a positive example that is obtainable in the Word of God. We also see God visiting Abraham's family because he was following God's instruction. Genesis chapter 21 from verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which the Lord has spoken to him. The Lord is going to visit someone this morning at the set time in the name of Jesus. And what is the set time? Today is the set time. For now is the set time. If you can hearken to the voice of God, praise the Lord. God will always show up for every family that trusts in him. God will always show up for every family that is ready to obey his word. God will always show up for every family that is ready to follow the instructions of the Lord. And there are other examples of families that failed also. A very good example is found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2, talking about the family of Eli, the prophet. 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 12. Eli, the prophet. The Bible said, now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. May we not be children of Belial in the name of Jesus. They knew not the Lord. Though they were born in the house of God, they come to church regularly. Their father happens to be the high priest. But yet, they knew not the Lord. Why? Because he did not teach them the way of the Lord. Why? Because the processes were jumped. They didn't follow the due process. So they did not know the Lord. And God warned him in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 18. God warned him through prophet Samuel to correct him. And he said, he is the Lord. Let him do whatever he wishes. After all, he is God. He is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. See, many times when parents correct children, it is for them to be able to become good products, to turn out to be good products. And that is why it's required of us as children to obey the Lord. In the Bible is full of examples of failed families as well as successful family. I pray for you today that your family will not fail in the name of Jesus. I said your family will not fail in the name of Jesus. You will not be the cause of the failure of your family. There are some people that are the cause of the failure of their family. You will not be in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number two is instructions and direction. Instructions and direction are gotten from the Bible. The Bible is full of instructions for family exploit, for family success. Instructions. The family, you see, that follows the instructions of the Lord is a family that will do exploit. God instructed Abraham. In the book of Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. And God said to him, God said to Abraham, get out of thy country, out of thy, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, and unto a land that I will shew thee. That's an instruction. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And indeed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse 4. So Abraham departed. Obeyed. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him, not as he wishes. He could also depart, but according to his own plan. But the Bible said he departed as the Lord has spoken unto him. he departed. And you know, the amazing thing is, Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Can you imagine a 75 years old man still living in his father's house? Abraham would have just lived and died in Haran, and that would be all. Nothing more. But because he followed the instructions of the Lord turned his family around, and the Lord made him to be an exploit. You will be an exploit in the name of Jesus. God instructed him. Also in the book of Genesis chapter 22, from verse 1 to 18, we see the account of how God instructed Abraham to give sacrifice of his only covenant son, Isaac. God instructed him to give a sacrifice of Isaac. And this, the obedience of this singular instruction connected Abraham to an everlasting covenant. God said, because you have done this, I swore by my name that in blessing, I will bless thee. You know, when you do things that for God himself is like, wow, you can do this. I swear by myself, this is what I will do. You are bound for exploit. Praise the Lord. This man, Abraham, did great exploit via obedience. His obedience brought him to exploit in life because he followed the instructions of the Lord. The Bible tells us that a wife must respect the husband, and the husband must love his wife. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 down. But you see, today in many families, the woman wants to be the one that wants to rule. Then we are equal. After all, we are equal. I tell you, yes, you are equal. You are one before God. But there is still the head. Hello? There is still the what? The head, which is the man. The man is still the head. Can we go back to that Ephesians 5:22? Ephesians 5:24. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the body, and he is the savior of the body. Praise the Lord. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband. In what? In what? In what? Any woman that can follow this simple instruction will enjoy the best. I know it's not easy. How many women can agree with me? You know, whenever I'm driving, one or two, let me crack a little. Whenever I'm driving and I see that it's a woman that is driving, I tell my wife, I say, wait, wash you, just wash. She won't give me a chance to pass. She will not allow me to pass. And truly, 95% of the time, I'm always right. Because when you want to pass, the woman will look at you like this. Like, don't dare it. So I always press the brake slow and let the woman. I will even do like this. Ekoja, ma, please, you can go. And she will always ask me, why do you do that? I said, because I know she will not. Naturally, a woman wants, the moment she sees that is a man that is driving, she believes that the man will want to ride her. Which is not true. It's not true. See, the Bible is very clear. Just like Christ, just like the church is subject to Christ, the wives should be subject to their husbands in everything. Not in one thing. In what? In what? In what? So let the wife be to their own husbands in everything. Your own husband. You see, the Bible is clear. Some wives are subject to more to another person's husband than to their own husband. Most especially their bosses. Ogami. Ah, Ogami. Ah, my boss. Hey, my boss. Ah, my boss. My manager. My boss. If the boss said, do this, they would do it. If the husband said, do this, they would say, what do you mean? Or maybe some women are even subject to their children more than their husbands. Yeah. When the child said, I want this, mommy, she gives. Easy. It's natural. That's very natural. But the husband before the children. Yeah. It's biblical. I'm not saying don't love your children. I'm not saying don't care for your children. But the Bible said the woman should be subject to the husband. In everything is an instruction. And the following of this instruction leads to exploit. What about the man? The man should love the wife. Let's go back to that Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 20. Giving thanks unto God always, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we continue? 21. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord. Let's go on. Now let's move to 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Husband, love your wife. And the love is easy, but the second part is the difficult part. And gave himself for it. That means as a man, you should give yourself wholly to your wife. Hello? Give yourself. That is, you must be ready to give your life. Christ gave his life for the church. You must be ready, if it did need be, to give your life to your wife. You must love her to that point. When Brian Effie was taking the workers' meeting this morning, he said, love makes you to do some extraordinary thing. And he reminded me of a story that our father in the Lord told us, that while he and Mama were still in courtship, he traveled all the way from Bauchi State, to Lagos to go visit. And Effie said, Papa risked his life. It's more than risk his life. He gave his life. Yeah. For love. Because along the journey, if anything happened, that is it. So, as husband, you should love your wife to the point that you are ready to do anything that will make her happy, that will make her comfortable. Yesterday, where we was waiting for my wife somewhere, and a man came with a bike. Myself and my daughter were waiting in the vehicle, and the man came by the bike. She was even the one that called my attention. I said, what are they doing there? I said, they are selling suya. The man bought plenty suya, and he sat there on his bike and held everything. And when he finished, he did like this and put his helmet and move. And I looked. I said, this man, he must be a married man. He didn't even think of leaving a small piece for the wife and children. Had everything. You know, I didn't want to talk because I know my daughter will ask me several questions. So I kept quiet. But I got a message. Many men are like that. Got a message from it. Many men are like that. They know how to take care of themselves. But to take care of their wives and kids is a problem. And I tell you, when you see a man, I was counseling someone, and I said, if you want to know how good a man is, check out his wife. If you want to know how good a man is, check out his wife. If his wife is good, the man is good. If the wife is bad, the man is bad. Because women respond more to guidance than men. I told her, I said, look, if you say your wife is bad, it's because you are bad. If you say your wife is a witch, then you are a wizard. If you say my wife is a witch, then that means you yourself, you are a wizard. Praise the Lord. So we need to understand that following this principle as laid down by the Lord will lead you straight to exploit. I see someone enjoying exploit in their marriages and in their homes in the name of Jesus. Many families pushed God's instructions aside. And because they pushed the instructions of God aside, they push exploit aside as well. What about children? Children are to obey. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it might be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. That it might be well with thee. A lot of children don't honor their parents, both physical and biological parents and spiritual parents. A lot of people don't honor. You know, Brother Fisty said something at the workers' meeting. He said he remember when he was in school that whenever he calls, the parent know that he needs something. Anytime he calls. How many of us were like that? You used to be like that before. Anytime, I thank you. God bless you for being sincere. Some people are trying to pretend. I used to be like that too before. My own time though, there was no phone call to call. So, what do you do? Whenever they see you at home, they know that you have come for something. many times, many of us, when we go back home, not even a small bread. Say, Mommy, I know there is no Captain Cook in this our town. This bread is delicious. I've brought it for you to thank you for what you have done. Not like that. Honor them. Respect them. Care for them. Show them care. I told my wife, I said, one of the best things that we can do for our aged parents is to make them happy. Is there anything that they desire that will make them happy? That is what you should do. Whatsoever will make them happy, that is what you should do. As long as it's in righteousness, do it so that they will be happy and they might bless you. So if you're a child here, after this service, call your parents, call your father, tell them, Daddy, I love you. Mommy, I love you. God bless you for taking care of me. Be nice to them. What about your spiritual parent? But somebody that did not remember his biological parent, how will they remember spiritual parent? Many don't deem it fit that they should also respect honor. And honor is not about how much you give. It's not about how much you give. It's not about that. It's about the attitude and the heart towards these people. And my prayer is that God will give you exploit as you do this in the name of Jesus. Number three, solution is in the word for the family challenges. I tell you, challenges will come. Scenarios of life will come. Difficult situations will come. But there are, God has given us solutions. Solutions are embedded in the Bible. Be not be discouraged. God has conquered the world. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus did his first miracle as a family function. It's to show you how much he loved family. There was a challenge. A wedding in Canaan, in the book of John chapter 2. There was a wedding in Canaan of Galilee. And the wine got finished. And that could have created an embarrassment for the couple. Could have created an embarrassment. And Jesus Christ happened to be attending that well with his mother. And Jesus, the mother of Jesus, told them that, look, whatever he has you to do, please do it. And Jesus said to them in verse 7, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up. And he said, draw from it. Go and bear to the chairman of the ceremony, to the governor of the feast. And they did. And the water was changed to wine. Now, the emphasis is not on the wine, but the emphasis on the miracle. There was a solution, there was a challenge, and Jesus provided a solution. In other words, whatsoever challenge you are passing through in your family, the solution can be found in Jesus. No matter how difficult, no matter how hard that challenge may be, if you can only trust him, the mother of Jesus said, do whatsoever he asks you to do. If only you can do whatever Jesus, whatever the word of God is asking you to do, I tell you, solution will come your way in the name of Jesus. If I tell you that in family there won't be challenges, it's a lie. Scenarios of life must come. Challenges of life must come. But I want you to know that victory is assured because we are fighting from the position of a victor, not from the position of a victim. There are two different things. When you are fighting from the position of a victor, you are fighting to exercise your domain and your dominion. When you are fighting from the position of a victim, you are fighting to get yourself liberated. Jesus Christ has obtained the victory for us on the cross. So we are fighting from the position of a victor. So what does it mean? To establish our dominion. So challenges will come, but solutions are embedded in the scripture. Solutions are embedded in the scripture. So your family is having the power or has the power to overcome every challenges that you must or that you are passing through. Praise the Lord. You know, when the Bible says a man must provide for his own family, in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, say, but if a man provided not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. All this is to let you know that God cares about the family. And God is ready to meet the need and the supply of every family. Every problem in the family has a solution in the scripture. Turn to your neighbor and say, every problem in the family have a solution in the scripture. The solution is there. Number four, the word of God releases order and structure. Order, O-R-D-E, order and structure. The word of God provides order in a family, and that results in respect for the family. The father is the head, the mother is the helpmate, and the children are the fruits. They are the arrows in the family. This is the divine order. And when a family gets away from this order, they are troubled. One of the major reasons for crisis in family is neglect of this order. When you neglect this order, when you decide that I will not follow this order, the children want to be the head, or the mother wants to be the head, or vice versa, then that brings about what? Issues in that family. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The father is the head. The mother is the helpmate. And as long as this order are followed, things are maintained and things turn out well. But when the woman says, no, I will not, or the man says, no, I'm giving or I'm handing over my position. You know, there are some men, they hand over their position to their wives. You don't know. They intentionally, they don't want to be the head. Maybe because of responsibility or certain things. That's a disorder. It brings disorder. That's not the order. The order is the man is the head, the woman is supporting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The order is that the woman builds the house. The man provides the materials for building the house. But it is the woman that builds the home. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. The man provides for the house. The woman builds the house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. May we not be foolish in the name of Jesus. And one of the major areas where there must be an order is in the area of serving God. The father must show the way, must lead, must help the family to serve God, must help the family to follow after God, must help the family to do the things of God. Don't relinquish that to your wife. No. You must show your children how to love God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, and you shall love the Lord your God. You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. As the father, you need to teach your family to love God. That's an order. Don't assume that responsibility belongs to your wife. No, it belongs to you. It belongs to you. And you must ensure that it is complied with, so that your family can turn out well. I pray for every family seated here this morning, everyone representing a family this morning, that your family will turn out well in the name of Jesus. A family that loves God passionately will enjoy the blessing of God wonderfully. If you love God passionately, you will enjoy the blessings of God. Exodus chapter 23 verse 25. Exodus 23 verse 25. Bible says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy waters, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. The family that loves God, the family that serves God, their bread and their water will be blessed. I want to encourage every one of us today. Let's get connected to God. Let's encourage our family members. Pray for their salvation. I know, as a person, and there are some people in my family that prayed me to salvation. I know two of them. My mother and my elder sister. My elder sister used to preach to me as a young boy. And I would look at her and I would smile. I say, you don't know anything. And I used to say it jokingly to her. I said, look, I'm going to be a pastor. And I will preach the gospel. But I'm not ready now. And she would encourage me to serve God. But I don't want to hear any of such. In fact, it got to a point because of insufficient funds in the family. We're in the same school. I was a year ahead of her in school. My mom will ask us to eat together. She would decide that I normally go to her hostel to have my dinner. Know what she does? She will say, don't come to my hostel. I will bring the food to the fellowship. So if I don't come to the fellowship, I will not get food to eat. Very simple. So to bring the food, initially I will grumble, you know guys now, I will grumble. But the first day I went to the hostel, they said she's gone to fellowship. I waited, by the time I come, I said, no food. I took your food to the fellowship and you were not there, so I dashed it out. I said, eh? Why will you do that? Eh? I told you, you have to come to fellowship. So, because of the food, I will go to the fellowship and I will sit at the back. I will not hear anything that they are saying. Once the service is over, where is my food? I collect my food and I will go. And one day, I came for my food like that. And the man of God was teaching. And the Holy Spirit arrested me and I gave my life to Christ. So you see, every one of us must strive to encourage our family members to serve God. And after I gave my life to Christ, when I got home, I told my mom, I said, Mama, but if I ate before Jesus, she looked at me and she smiled. I said, you, even though she has been praying for me. I said, yes, I've given my life to Christ. She said, oh, thank God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And she prayed for me. She said, let's be observing. I said, no, you don't need to observe. I'm born again. I've met with Christ. And I thank God for those days, for those prayers. She never gave up. She kept praying. I used to hear in the morning, she'll be praying. I want money. 1 month long. I want money. They will do this. They will do that. She'll be praying. So you must strive. Maybe you have a brother, you have a sister that doesn't know God. Pray for them. Encourage them to serve God. Your parents, pray for them to know God. And as you do this, you are bringing about something great from that family. Praise the Lord. And to the glory of God, every one of my siblings, today we are all serving God. Everyone. And everyone is doing well. Serving God. My sister is married to a pastor. Everyone serving God. See, I want you to know that those sacrifices of those days are the things that God is now using to help push the family forward. Brethren, don't assume that you're knowing Christ. Maybe perhaps, maybe you are the only one in your family that know God. Don't assume it's by accident. No, it's not by accident. God has brought you into that family as a light, as a torch bearer, to guide others, to lead others to Christ. So you must establish that order. You must establish that presence of God. You must establish that altar in your family. Maybe you are a husband. Your wife is not born again. Or you are a wife, your husband is not born again. Don't say, he will not listen. No. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep trusting God. Keep talking about God. Both in your words and in your actions. And I tell you, one day God is going to visit them. And as God visits your family, you begin to experience exploit in the name of Jesus. As your family loves God and honors God, exploit will begin to follow after you in the name of Jesus. I said exploit will begin to follow after you in the name of Jesus. Exploit is not something that comes cheap. Who said that? Something good, something great, something valuable. And it takes those that know God. Those that know their God, they shall be strong, and they will do exploits. If you want your family to do exploits, you must know God. You must know God. You must be connected to God. You must be linked to God. If you don't know God, you cannot know His power. If you don't know His power, you cannot assess the power for exploit.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.